Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, we've been documenting what's going on with Josh and his girlfriend, Princess Pilot, over the past few months. And some other stuff's going on now, huh, buddy?
Yeah, and I really do need your help on this because I truly don't think I'm in the wrong at all. But yet, apparently she does. We've been dating for a few months now. Like, it's coming up on, like, 6 full months of actually dating, not just seeing each other and, like, keeping your options open or anything like that. Like, we're together, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've just been feeling like it's not crazy important to bring your girlfriend around for everything. Now, hear me out. When I say that, I mean, yes, obviously the big holidays. We're talking Easter's, the Christmases, the 4th of July's, all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
You come together as a couple, you know, you bring a bottle of wine or whatever for all those family functions that you come to. But apparently, there comes a point in time in relationships when you are just expected to always show up as, like, a twosome. Like, you're always showing up together. You're always, like, you know, Jenny plus one, Josh plus one, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't think we were there yet, but, like, she's starting to hint at, like, you know, why am I not seeing your family more often? Why am I not coming around for this, that, and the other thing?
Did
like,
you
I'll
tell
be
her about that other girl you were seeing?
No!
See, don't ruin this. Don't ruin it. No, but that's the thing is, like, it'll just be no one. It'll just be random, like, family functions. Like, my family's in town from out of town for the summer,
yeah.
And, like, we just had a dinner. And she, like, got a little upset at me for not bringing her around.
Why didn't you bring her to the dinner?
I was like, I'm just going to, like, it didn't even cross my mind. I was just like, I'm going to dinner with them. It'll be 45 minutes, and then I'm going back home.
It's something you've always done solo. So
always. So it doesn't cross my mind.
Have you guys been together longer than 6 months? It feels like it. Aren't you pushing, like, a year now?
Oh, no. That's, like, December.
Yeah, because you guys started dating, like, officially in December.
December.
So,
yeah.
Or June. Yeah, it's been about 6 months.
It's been six months. So I'm like, it's not that long.
Did you go through Christmas together?
Yeah, which was a crazy time.
So you went through Christmas.
Time.
You went through New Year's. You've gone through
Valentine's
Easter,
Day.
You've gone
Easter,
through Valentine's
birthdays.
Day.
Birthdays.
Now, both of ours.
Both birthdays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soon to be the 4th of July together. You've gone through a lot of stuff together already.
We will be spending time with each other's families for the 4th. So, like, we're like, hitting the majors.
Just, like, hanging out. You don't want to bring her around.
Well, it's not that I don't want to. She's great. She's awesome. It's just like it's never crossed my mind, and she's getting upset that I'm not inviting her to literally everything.
Just a random Saturday night, like not an official holiday or something.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, well, 6 months in, like we're not married yet. Like I'm not we're not leaving our house together to go to these things. So I'm like, and we still live like. It's not long distance by any means, but, like, she's in the heart of Denver, and I don't live there.
Well,
so, like,
you are still separate. You're not living together.
No.
You know, you're still dating.
Exactly.
You know, just, I mean, you are dating exclusively, but.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can see your conundrum. I see your side of it, because you want to kind of, like, not necessarily wait as long as you can, but you just don't feel you're there yet.
No, and I'm just like 6 months in. I'm like, are we the package deal? That's the question. Are we the package deal of everything?
Have you said I love you to her?
Oh, yeah. 6 months in, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We've established that.
You talked about your future together.
We have. Totally. We're in our 30s. Like, that's the other thing is like, I'm not dating to waste time.
I'm on her side.
You think?
Really?
Absolutely. God, when I was smitten with Knick Knack, I was taking her to everything. She was coming to every family event, every little thing that we did.
Oh, no. Am I doing it wrong?
You taking her to church with you on Sunday? You're a church guy.
Are you taking her to church?
You don't even take her to church?
You know what? She works every Sunday.
Oh, okay. Excuses.
That's her schedule.
Have you even invited her?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We've talked about it. When her schedule's about to change, and so that's when we'll make the effort for that. But no,
I'm on Tracy's side. She's texting in hashtag Team Princess Pilot. It's weird that you don't want to just bring her around. Like, if you got something going on with family out of town, why aren't you just be like, hey, come on over. We're having dinner. Let's hang out.
I guess it's just never crossed my mind.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's the Gen Z type of you have had your space for so long. Like, you've been a single guy. You live on your own. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take a
But yet you're worried about, like, not finding somebody, not getting married, and not moving on. Like, why are you putting up a little wall?
Ooh,
hey, listen, phone lines are wide open. If anyone wants to sound off about this situation and how Josh is being mean to Princess Pilot,
I don't think.
303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And then if anyone else wants to sound off about that other blonde girl that you were hanging out with, okay. if they know who that
Jeremy,
is.
303-691.
This is why I'm never getting married.
1649. He doesn't want to bring Princess Pilot around to a lot of family events unless it's a major holiday.
It's not that I don't want to. It's just that it hasn't necessarily crossed my mind.
That's concerning, too. Hi, Brett.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Well, we're just chilling, waiting for you to call. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to be a little blunt with you guys. I found my wife in her 30s and my 30s, and I wanted to bring her to every single thing I ever wanted to, and I gave up on finding my wife, and now I have her. So I don't know. I'm throwing up a little bit of a red flag for you. Why don't you want to take her everywhere you want to go?
I'm a red flag comment.
It is a red flag. I did the exact same thing. If I was a smitten kitten, which I was with Knick Knack, my wife, she was in everything. It crossed my mind every time I did anything. Hey, I'm going to go to Safeway. You want to go with me? It was like everything. Why aren't you doing that?
And still to this day, if we're just going to go pick up some meds at the pharmacy, we're going together. And yeah, it's every minute. Yes. We want to just be near each other.
Heavy medication is incredibly romantic, Josh.
It is. Okay.
Brett, thank you for calling. Anything you want to say?
I just think it's interesting. Like, I guess it's, and it's not that I'm not a smitten kitten. Like, you guys know I talk about her differently. Like,
you do.
She is amazing. It's just, I don't know. I guess when I just go to a family dinner, I'm like, okay, it'll be 40. Like, it's not an event. It's not like we're going to spend 8 hours
you're
together.
Still hanging out with her. She's meeting the rest of your family and
yeah, but she's met
having
them.
A good time. Even everybody you said that's coming in from out of town?
Not everybody. Okay, that's not everybody. But that's the 4th of July. It's coming up. It's in a week.
Mm. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
Well, hi. What do you think about Princess Pilot not being invited to anything and she sits at home and cries all night?
Well, I agree with what Brett said and what Black Eyed Peas say. Where's the love, Josh?
Where is the love? Well,
I don't understand. I've been listening forever, and I always hear you be like, oh, I need, you know, I want to settle down. I want to blah, blah, blah. What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
Yeah, but it's also well documented that Josh is a player, too.
Well.
Not anymore.
I'm hoping you're not keeping your options open.
Not
That's
anymore.
All I'm saying.
No, and
well, this is true. This is true about the player, but he's not now.
No,
and there's a reason.
You're right, but it's not that we don't. It's not that we don't hang out all the time, Tracy. Like we are always together. It's just that we don't live together. So I'm like, are we always included as the package deal? Still, that's my question.
Automatically, yes.
Automatically, yes.
Okay,
quit being a player.
Yeah.
Hey, does your mom not like her? Is that why?
My mom loves her.
Does your family secretly not like her?
Adores her. Nope. She adores her.
What's not to love? Like, she is so sweet. Like,
she brings us Chick-fil-A.
I know. Like,
you guys adore her. Yeah.
Yeah. So quit cheating on her, Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
I quit starting some.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hey. So what do you think about Princess Pilot being left all alone at home with her cats?
So I have 2 points. First one is, being not invited automatically everything before you have this conversation, I think is fine because that expectation had not yet been set.
Yeah.
So have to reevaluate now that it's been brought up. But for my second point, coming from this family side, I'm literally on my way to the airport to pick up my sister right now, and all three of my siblings are coming in town for the weekend without their spouses, and I have not gotten to spend time without others in years, and I am so excited to have the opportunity to spend time with them without distractions. So I think it's okay to spend time without them because your family wants time with you as well. As much as they might love your significant other and think they're awesome, they also want to spend time with you without distractions.
Such a good point.
Okay, I
Is that
love
the
that.
Case, or are they longing to see her, and Josh wants to hang out with his family without the distractions?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter.
That's what it sounds like to me, is you want to hang out with the family without the distraction of the girlfriend.
I think it could also be a mixture of both.
Absolutely.
I mean, my family is in town. Like, they are coming from a different state. Yeah. They spend time here. They want to see the family. Look, as much as we all love her, and again, we do. She's great. There is nothing wrong with her at all. But she's not quote-unquote family yet. Like, I'm not married to her yet.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like,
This is how you figure out if she wants to be family and you want her in your family full time, is if you bring her to the little things that are not big holidays and big events. That's the
That's
the seasoning. Is the little stuff. Seeing
it's
how
not that
she
hasn't
without
been to any of it.
You know, without a big family meal at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But here's
you
got to
do the little stuff together.
The younger generation, as they're coming up, they have so much more hyper focused on being, you know, themselves, having time by themselves. Like they really do. Like the alone time, the not being married. There's so many young kids who don't want to get married anymore because
but Josh does.
They appreciate their alone time. And I'm just saying, like, this whole thing is once you rip the Band-Aid off, you can't put it back
no,
on.
No, and it's a massive
adjustment. Once she's there all the time, there's no getting rid of her,
it's
Josh.
It's a massive adjustment.
But there is that. And also, so I think true. That there's something to be said for you are somebody different around your family than when you're with your significant other.
Yeah.
And you can't be your, you know, normal self when you're with your
How
significant
you
other.
No, you
are.
Feel like you're...
You really are different. Like, when
you're
around
putting
your family,
on, you know?
You can be yourself more than anything else because they know you better than anybody else. And this is still
but
six
But that's how
months
you get the
new.
Girlfriend to know
but
you,
know,
like your family.
What if he's not ready to rip off the Band-Aid yet?
Again,
what
it's only been 6 months.
With your mic
again,
over there.
Nothing. It's fine.
It's really
like, but I'm just
really
saying, like,
yeah.
Maybe he doesn't want to rip off the Band-Aid just yet. Like, there's so much truth to that.
What a man. What a man.
You know?
Makes all me
right.
feel bad.
I just feel like I can see your point, Josh, and I don't think you're an awful human being for not wanting to invite her to everything because it's just, like, work your way up to
not
it.
Not just yet. Yeah.
Right?
You got to make room for that blonde girl, too.
I don't think it's a
Lord
big red
heaven.
Flag.
I am so screwed. If she's listening, I am so screwed.
Girl.
I'm going to come in tomorrow and be like,
she was the one that brought Sonic to us that day, wasn't
Stop
it?
Stop it. Yes.
No.
She
was so cute.
No
cute
one brought me Sonic.
Cute as a bud.
There were no tots, I swear.
Oh, she's great. Some great tots. Thank you to everybody who called in and they're still writing in right now. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll bring her to everything.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll bring her to everything.